Hi, this is Martha with Animal World's tips for summer, which realistically are probably better labeled summer warnings and precautions. Now, you can't really argue with the fact that summer is a great time of year. With the warm weather and longer days, we spend a lot more time outdoors, and for many of us, much of that time is spent in the garden. Well, if you love your garden and there are animals in your family, there are a few things to be aware of. Most of us know that fertilizers, weed killers, pesticides, and insecticides can be very toxic for our dogs and cats. Fortunately, these days, there are many safe, non-toxic alternatives that are actually better for our environment as well as our animal friends. I hope you'll take the time to find and use them. Hopefully, you also know that traditional slug baits, especially the powdered stuff, is not only highly toxic and will kill dogs and cats, it is also very attractive to them. Slug bait tastes like candy to our dog and cat friends, and most will work hard to get to it. So please be very careful about using and storing it, or better yet, don't even buy that stuff. Now, something you may not know, and I say that because I didn't know until recently, there is a cocoa mulch being sold in our area at familiar stores that is very toxic to animals. It contains theobromine, the same chemical found in chocolate that is poison to dogs and cats. Now, maybe you know about all these things already and would never keep them around your house or use them in your yard. But what about your neighbors? Because you never know what others are doing, I recommend you do not allow your dogs off-leash to run through neighbors' yards as you walk through the neighborhood. Not only is keeping them on-leash the right thing to do, it also could save their life. Another potential poison for our animal friends is antifreeze. It also tastes like candy to them, and they are highly attracted to it, and unfortunately, it kills quickly. So if you do your own radiator servicing, please be careful handling the antifreeze. After draining, dispose of the contents immediately and responsibly. If you spill any, clean it up right away. Better yet, don't mess with the bad stuff. Spend a little more and use the safe, non-toxic antifreeze. Another summer FYI, mostly for your cat friends, especially those that like to chew on plants. You probably know that some houseplants are toxic, but did you know that some flowers are too? Unfortunate but true, one of my personal favorites comes to mind, lilies. I have them in the yard, but not in my house. If you want more information or a list of toxic plants and flowers, the ASPCA website at www.aspca.org is where to get it. Also, in case of emergency, write this number down, the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, 888-426-4435. That's 888-426-4435. Write it down and post it someplace prominent. Finally, what we love the most about summer, the sun, is probably the biggest potential hazard for our animals, especially our dogs. Heat prostration or heat stroke takes the lives of many dogs every summer because their humans aren't thinking. Because dogs have a higher body temperature to begin with and cannot sweat off heat like humans, they can seriously overheat much faster than you might think. On a 70-degree day, a car left in the sun, even with windows partially open, can reach a deadly temperature for a dog in only 10 minutes. So my general rule of thumb during the summer, unless you are sure you can park undercover or in the shade, leave the dog at home. Remember, the sun moves, so just because you park in the shade does not mean the car will remain shaded. You will need to check on the car and dog frequently. I suggest every 10 minutes. Now, there may be times that you have no choice but to take your dog with you in the car during hot weather. If that's the case, be wise and be prepared. Take water and a bowl with you, a leash and collar so you can take the dog with you if necessary when you leave the car. And just in case you can't take the dog with you, say you're going into a restaurant, have a crate along. There are collapsible models for easy storage in the car. You can crate the dog in the shade outside of the car. Dogs and other animals can also overheat in a house if they're confined in front of a window and the sun comes through. So pay attention on this one if you're confining a puppy or caring for an elderly, sick, or convalescing animal. Sadly, I had a client years ago that left a paralyzed dog resting comfortably in front of a closed sliding glass door. When the sun came out, the dog could not move away from the window, and when the owner came home, the dog was dead. Please don't let this happen to one of your animal friends, and remember the same is true for birds, small caged animals, and fish. Also, avoid overexerting your animal in hot weather. Exercise is fine when taken in moderation, but obesity, old age, underlying disease, and previous bouts of heat stroke can predispose an animal to the condition. And remember, some dogs don't know when to quit, so you may need to be the wise one and stop the game for rest and cooling off periods. I hope you never need this information, but if you ever find a dog in an overheating situation, here are the important things to do and remember. Be careful and remember to breathe and stay as calm as possible when you handle the animal, especially if they do not know you, as they may be in shock and could bite. Cool them down as soon as possible. Get them into a cooler, well-ventilated area if available. You can put them into a stream or a lake or a bathtub of cool water. Hose them down or soak towels in cold water to lay over them. The biggest danger is the brain overheating, so if resources are limited, put a cold, wet towel on their head first. Call your vet or emergency clinic to let them know you're on the way and get your animal friend there for treatment as soon as possible. Pet owners can be held criminally liable for committing cruelty to animals if a pet dies or is found suffering from heat prostration. If you see an animal that may be in need of assistance, or if you have questions about this kind of situation, you can call the Seattle Animal Shelter at 206-386-PETS. That's 206-386-PETS. Okay, that's it, I hope, what you need to know to keep your animal friends safe this summer. Stay with me now, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I'm delighted to say that everyone is here. Mike is here. Ajie's here. Kathy's here. And I am delighted to kind of reminisce. I should have had you pull up that song. I love that song. Any excuse to play that song. Reminiscing. And that is because you all know that Designing Health and The Missing Link have been with my show for like forever. And it's got to be at least 15 years, but we're going to find out that. And I am just delighted to welcome back to Animal World one of my favorite veterinarians on the planet, Dr. Bob Collette. Good morning, Dr. Bob.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day up here. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine. It's so wonderful to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in quite a while, and I just miss you terribly.
Oh, I have missed you. In fact, listeners mention all the time to me, how come we haven't heard from Dr. Bob? And I'm just so glad that you're back with us. And I was just trying to remember. Now, Dr. Bob, you are a veterinarian by trade.
Absolutely.
And you have had, I don't know how many years, but Colette Veterinary Hospital in California, correct?
Yes.
And are you in Southern California?
40 years.
40 years. Wow.
Wow.
And where is Colette Veterinary Hospital?
It's in Selmark, California.
Okay. And is that Southern California?
Pardon me?
Is that Southern California?
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right. And so 40 years you've been doing that. I was just trying to remember that it was back towards the beginning of my show, Animal World, when you called me to tell me about this great new product that you had called Missing Link. And I'm thinking that had to be 15 years ago. Do you know offhand how long you've been making Missing Link?
Oh, yeah. I started making Missing Link in 1992.
92. Okay. All right. I have to count on my fingers, Dr. Bob. 92, 02. Ooh. That's 20 years.
But I didn't talk to you until probably 15 years ago.
Okay.
We've been partners for quite a while.
In that, for sure. I remember you calling me and telling me about this great supplement called Missing Link, and I thought you were full of hot air, you know, because, you know, you hear about all these great things. And then when I looked into it, it turned out to be just as great as you said it was. And, of course, the story of how you came up with the idea of Missing Link related to your own health and well-being, correct?
Sure did. Yes, sir.
We'll test my memory, because I think way back that, so this had to be at least 20 years ago or so, I remember you were having some major health issues. I remember you saying you were overweight and you had heart disease and maybe type 2 diabetes also?
I think my heart was okay, but yes, I had diabetes and I was having a hard time controlling it. And so I started reading and started reading a little bit about fat chemistry in the body, and I read more and more and more, I decided that there were good fats out there that could possibly help me.
Right, and that would be at the time when we were just discovering that there's different kind of fats in our diet, and there are some that are good for us and some that aren't.
That's exactly right, Martha.
And I remember you telling me that you, because of what you learned in reading about good fats versus bad fats, you changed what you were eating.
Yes, I did, and I added, I started studying about the good fats, and I got into the good fats, and I started feeling a lot better. So with setting up manufacturing and setting up the machines to properly get the fats so they didn't go rancid, we finally came up with a company, and then we incorporated in California in 1994.
Okay, yeah, that's more about the time that we got together, I think, is when you were just really bringing the product. But I remember you saying that because your health improved so dramatically. I remember you saying you lost like 60 pounds without even trying. You reversed your type 2 diabetes. You got off medication. And it was such a phenomenal experience for you. Your idea was, well, if improving the diet and eating good fats can be this helpful for humans, why can't we do that for animals? And you started looking at, you know, kind of the crummy quality of processed pet foods and said that you wanted to create a product that would add what was missing in those crummy foods, like those omega-3 and 6 oils and all of that sort of stuff. And you actually were able to do that, and that you just mentioned the difficulty in creating equipment and so forth that could actually make a product like this without destroying those fats and oils.
That's exactly right, Martha. And then I set up an experiment with many of my clients' dogs. I would hand them I grind up just flaxseed just to start and give it to them and then have them back in a month so I could see the difference. And it was remarkable. I had dogs that didn't have hair. All of a sudden they were growing hair. And then dogs that were having trouble walking, you know, older dogs, had remarkable results with those dogs. They could walk much better and do some of the things they weren't able to do without the supplement.
So it sounds like it took a number of years for you to test it within your practice and then come up with the right formulation to actually make the missing link.
That's exactly right. It was from a hit and miss. I started in my wife's kitchen, and then I went to the garage, and then finally to my practice. And over a period of probably 2 years before I got it down, and then I worked with my brother making the equipment that would protect the oils from oxygen, heat, and light. And it just worked perfectly.
Yeah, because that's the big problem with a lot of these, you know, cooked and processed foods. All of the ingredients are exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that destroys a lot of the important stuff. So that was one of the huge innovations that Dr. Bob discovered, was how to put together a product like this. And, you know, when you hear me talking about the missing link, which I'm always doing, they start with human grade and all whole natural raw food sources, but they had to figure out how to put it into a product and in a package that it was still intact and not rancid or totally destroyed by some kind of processing. So you really have been an innovator in this industry.
Well, thank you, Martha. That's exactly what happened. And we started putting the product in bags that were filled with nitrogen and so the oxygen couldn't get through the oils. And then we got these bags that no light could get through them. And then over a process of years, we finally got everything to where the bag would keep the product good for over 2 years.
Wow.
And it was just wonderful. I was getting just really exciting things from hearing from my clients and other people that were using the product. And then I was looking for other help and found you. And you've been just a wonderful help for us.
Well, and you know, I love the product. I always have. I always will. It's still the best there is. And it used to be, well, I have watched the packaging evolve over the years because you weren't always doing that nitrogen in the bags to start with. It's always come in kind of a gold foil pouch. And even so, it's still important that once you get the missing link home and you open the bag to feed to your animal friends, it's important that you refrigerate it in between once it's opened, right?
Yes, ma'am. It is really just to put it in the refrigerator, and each time you take stuff out, you just seal it shut again, because nitrogen's heavier than air, and so it would stay in there pretty good.
You just want to make sure that you seal it well and then put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. And then just sprinkle it on the food twice a day, according to the directions on the bag.
Yeah, and now you know, an interesting thing happened way back when, because you know, you did all your work creating the missing link and had the product, and then you found me, and we started advertising on Animal World up here, and people started buying it like crazy. But then we all started asking the same question. Well, if these healthy fats and these balanced omega-3 and 6 oils did so much good for our animal friends, and we know that they helped Dr. Bob before he ever created Missing Link, maybe we all should start taking it too. And do you remember, but Dr. Bob, we all started eating the dog formula Missing Link.
Why? Yeah, you can't. Why should a dog feel better than you?
Right. So we were all taking the dog formula Missing Link, and then, I mean, it's kind of disappointing what actually ended up happening, because as a result of that, you created a Missing Link for humans and some really great human supplemental formulas. And those sold up here like hotcakes, because the phones used to go nuts when you know I'd have you on the air and we'd talk about what great help these healthy fats and the Missing Link formulas could be. But you and I were talking off air earlier this week, and you had to stop making the human products.
Yeah, the federal the FDA. said you can't put human-grade foods through your processing line. But, you know, we do the same thing for dogs as we did for humans, but they wouldn't accept that.
I see. Let me see if I understand it correctly. Because you use human-grade ingredients for the animal Missing Link. But
absolutely.
FDA came in and said, because you're making an animal product, you can't make the human product on the same line, even
exactly.
though you're using human-grade ingredients for everything. Oh, that's even
right.
dumber than I thought it was, Dr. Bob, because that would mean you would have had to build a whole new line just to make the human products, and you said that would have cost millions of dollars.
Yeah, at least $1 million to get the machines in there and they hire a chemist
and
stuff to check for each ingredient going in, and just terribly expensive. And what they were trying to do is protect somebody's market, I think.
Well, you know, I like to think that the FDA does some good work, but when you hear stories like this, you got to think there ought to be some reason involved, especially when you know you're only using human ingredients.
We tested it, just tested the dickens out of it, and you know, we couldn't come up with salmonella or E. coli or any of that, and we never had a recall or anything. Because we're very careful in the way we take care of the oils, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and
they
go through 2 weeks of tests before we send them out.
Wow. So at present day, of course, you then, because you simply couldn't afford to build a whole new plant and all of that for human products, you had to give up making the human products. But fortunately, you're still making all of the animal products.
Yeah.
And am I correct? Yeah. We have, because I know we're, you know, you've been real generous and we've been giving away Missing Link on the air every week. But we know there's two formulas for dogs, the skin and coat formula and the hip and joint formula. And then there's the ultimate cat formula. And now there's the well blend formula. And that's designed for food sensitive dogs and cats.
Well, The well blend formula doesn't have any meat products at all, and we had to make that one to sell our stuff overseas.
So it's a vegetarian formula. It doesn't have the liver in it.
No, that's one thing it doesn't have is meat products. We just had to do that because foreign governments won't accept United States beef into their countries.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Now, there's also a bird formula.
Yeah, we have a bird formula, and we just now came out with a new product for little animals like rabbits, guinea pigs.
Oh, how fabulous.
Like hamsters?
Like hamsters.
Yeah, hamsters.
Little pocket pet type animals.
Yes, and it, Pico just ordered 4,000 bags of it.
Wow.
And they wanted an exclusive for 100 days. Now they've had it for about 50 days.
So did you say that's Petco?
Petco, yeah.
Okay, so our listeners would be able to find the missing link for little critters, hamsters, guinea pigs, rabbits, and stuff at Petco?
Yeah, but it's absolutely new. Now they're going to put it in all their stores.
Well, it's so new that I didn't even know about it. Wow. How exciting is that?
Yeah, and it's a wonderful formula. It really helps these little guys that had skin problems and stuff. It's just amazing.
Well, now there's also a horse formula, correct?
Yes, there is.
And I used to say that helped because once I connected with you on Animal World, my horse Dan went on The Missing Link. And that, do you know, Dr. Bob, Dan lived with me for 34 years.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, 34 years. And a lot of that is due to the fact that he got Missing Link every day once I knew about it. Yeah, Dr. Bob would send it to me by the case. And my Dan loved Missing Link. And now you told me something funny the other day, since you have not been able to make the human products anymore. And remembering back to the good old days when we were taking the dog formula, you say that some of your friends now, they take the horse formula.
Yeah, I have a classmate who lives in Texas, and he just went to the dog formula for the second time, and he just said it's wonderful. And my friends down here, they never think a thing about taking the dog.
Yeah, so, you know, folks, if you are, you know, there's a lot of products for humans that have omega oils in them. But, you know, they don't always taste real good, and they're very expensive and all that sort of stuff. So you know that the Animal Missing Link products are all made with human-grade ingredients.
Yeah.
So there's no reason why you can't take them.
That's exactly right, Martha.
Maybe I need to start buying that, because I used to eat it all the time. And I have to say, since Dan, you know, my horse passed away a few years ago, I haven't. I think I'm going to have to get some more Horse Missing Link and get those omega-3 and 6 oils and in there. Because, you know, healthy fats are so important in our diet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 83% of the United States are deficient in omega-3.
Really? How many? What was that percentage again?
83%.
83%. Wow.
Yeah. And the federal government hasn't recognized omega-3 as essential. They're 30 years behind.
Yeah.
You know, it's just ridiculous, some of the things that we go through.
Well, and people, you should know that it is the omega-3, and it's not just omega-3 oil that you need to take. It needs to be balanced with the omega-6, and now, of course, they talk about 9, too. A balance, a combination is important, but if you want to deal with wrinkles and stuff, that's how you do it from the inside out, is balanced omega-3. oils makes a huge difference. Now, Dr. Bob, we need to take care, speaking of our advertisers and sponsors, we need to take care of them for this hour. So if you would just hold on, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll come back. And I know you have some personal concern about the cost of veterinary medicine these days. And you mentioned pet insurance to me, and that's something we don't talk about very often. So I'm looking forward to getting a veterinarian's perspective on this. So, but Dr. Bob, you hold on. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And remember, everybody, it's the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So listen and support them. And then we'll come back more with Dr. Bob Collette straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook. Interest rates are low, and you're considering refinancing. But where do you go? You want an experienced lender and a reputable company. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, investment, and reverse mortgages. You want a mortgage lender who works with 65 different investors and someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, Senior Loan Officer at Cornerstone Home Lending Incorporated. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com. It's a smart move. NMLS number 393352 and WA-CL 803075.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and let me tell you about Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator, gifted past life reader, medium, ghost whisperer, healer, and more. When you call into her radio show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, or when you call her for your one-on-one phone session, she listens to what your metaphysical concerns are. She can clear and rebalance your energy, plus she uses all of her eclectic psychic skills to assist you in reaching your full potential in life. I like and trust Robin so much that I work with her on a one-on-one basis regularly. Plus, I have her as a guest on my radio show, Animal World, monthly. To listen to her show, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis, and to schedule a one-on-one phone session with her, visit robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com, or call her for one-on-one phone sessions at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a special day here on Animal World because one of my personal all-time favorite guys is on the line, and that's Dr. Bob Collette, the creator of Missing Link, one of the best supplements ever made for animals, and we humans can take it too. So welcome back, Dr. Bob. Are you still with me?
I sure am.
All right. I'm just so excited that you're here again. I hope this is the first time of many, many more conversations to come.
And
now I want to know, I know you Collette Veterinary Hospital is still alive and well down there, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm not practicing right now. Because,
I was wondering if you'd finally retired.
I did, and but I stay in contact with the group, and then I watch the veterinary profession, and I'm just a little disturbed because the prices of I feel like veterinarians now are taught all this technical stuff like. Special x-ray equipment and special just everything. And the price to take care of your animals has just gone out of sight.
I'm so glad to hear you say that because that's one of my pet peeves. And it is astronomically expensive anymore to practice good medicine with your animals.
It's absolutely terrible because I just had a good friend and the dog had his needed a operation on the spleen and they were going to remove the spleen because of a benign cancer there and it cost them $10,000 by the time they were through.
Holy mackerel! Unbelievable.
I'm sure if you talk to your clients, the one thing they'll mention is that it's just terrible the way it is. It didn't used to be that way at all. We had to be very good at assessing our physical things, and we didn't use all these technical things that are so hard to pay for now. All new machines cost about $100,000. So, but
and I think I've found that even in human medicine, costs are astronomical. But where I got really upset is when it started costing me more to have the same procedure done on my animal as it would cost for me to have it done.
That's exactly right.
So it's even veterinary medicine is even more expensive than human medicine in some regards and to certain things. Now, I don't know if you were streaming the first part of the show today, but I've been watching a new TV show on the National Geographic Wild channel.
And
oh,
it's on,
I didn't see it. No. It's on
Saturday nights, and I think you would love it. It's called The Incredible Dr. Pohl, P-O-L, and he's an old veterinarian. He should be retired, but he's not, and he loves it. And he treats everything, you know, cows and horses and pigs and cats and dogs and snakes and birds, you name it, he does everything. And he still goes out on the calls. But what is one of the most, aside from he's a great character and all of that, but he's practicing the kind of veterinary medicine that you and I grew up with, where he has to use his intuition and he's not doing all the fancy things. And he's in there, he solves a problem, and he gets the heck out, and it doesn't cost him an arm and a leg.
But, oh, that's so true.
And I bet you would love that show, because I think it speaks to the heart of what you're speaking now, in that veterinary medicine has gotten so sophisticated with all the fancy equipment and the testing. And not that you can't do a lot of great diagnostics with all of that stuff, but it has put it out of the range of affordability to the majority of people. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely. I hear stories about people putting their animal to sleep because they can't afford to take care of the animal. It's just terrible.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned pet insurance, and that's something we haven't talked a lot about, because I don't know that much about it and whether or not if it is affordable and if it works. So what can you tell us about pet insurance?
Well, I'm not very good at pet insurance either, Martha, because when I was practicing, it wasn't a very necessary thing. You could deal with your pet, with your veterinarian. But now they have available pet insurance. The only company that I can tell you that is out there, that was out there when I was practicing, is a company called Veterinary Pet Insurance in Southern California. VPI.
VPI, okay.
But there are other companies that are, I think if you went to the internet and put in dog insurance, you'd probably get several companies to deal with.
Yeah, I may need to do some research on all of that. But did you find it viable when you were still practicing, that it was worth people investing in?
Well, yeah, it was. It was a brand new company too, and so there wasn't a lot of people that had it. But those people that did have it were, they were relieved of all the costs that the veterinarians were charging. So, they have all kinds of different programs, and so you can. I think the thing you got to do is take care of the little things yourself, and just get the catastrophic insurance. You know, like when your dog's hit by a car, that kind of thing. And so it does reduce the cost by taking care of some of the little things yourself. I really can't talk intelligently about it, because it's just coming out when I just got a taste of it.
Sure, I understand that, and I kind of, because it wasn't in the years that I worked in veterinary hospitals and most of the years of doing the show, it hasn't been a real big thing, but so I haven't taken the time to investigate it, and probably that's something I'll put on my list and need to do. But I'm just glad to hear that you kind of share the same concerns that I do, that it just, that nothing against good traditional medicine, but sometimes when you make it so expensive that people can't afford to take their dog or cat to the vet anymore, there's something wrong with the system, you know?
I'll say.
And that's why I think this Dr. Pohl, the incredible Dr. Pohl on the Nat Geo channel, is such a great show, because he's doing it the old way, the old school. And he's saving these animals, but, you know, it isn't costing anybody an arm and a leg, and it's working. And it's nice to see that there's still some of that exists somewhere. Because I know Kathy, one of our call screeners, her cat Squeakers had a real serious is having some real serious medical problems right now. But she's been to the vet like twice this week, and she's already $600 into it. And she had to they wanted to do ultrasound, they wanted to do biopsies, and all kinds of things. And she's having to go one step at a time because you just can't afford the astronomical cost.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Martha. It's just so upsetting to me. I just can't understand it. I helped a lot of people in low cost situations, and there are just a lot of people that can't afford this terrible expense that veterinarians are getting now.
Yeah, and you know, and that brings us, because you know we're getting close to having to wrap up our time together today, but it kind of brings this conversation full circle in understanding that the cost of veterinary medicine is astronomical these days, and so it makes better sense, it makes real good sense to feed the best quality food that you can feed to your animal friends and add the missing link, because it provides what's missing and you get those healthy fats, the omega-3 and 6 oils, into their diet. And it's amazing what a difference it makes for their condition. So I think it's even more important to do what we can at home to keep our animal friends healthy. Don't you agree with that?
I sure do. And that's one of the things that we tell the people that are calling up about the supplement, is that try and keep your pet healthy so you don't have to go in for veterinary costs.
Yeah, and so the missing link, we know we've got two formulas for dogs, one for cats, one for horses, one for birds. We've got the Well Blend, which is a vegetarian formula and has no meat products in it. So for sensitive animals, you can feed it to both dogs and cats. And now you heard Dr. Bob say there's a brand new product for our little pocket pets, for hamsters, guinea pigs, rabbits. Right now available only at Petco, but eventually will be out there everywhere. And pick up the horse formula and take it yourself. And keep yourself healthier, but because that is the key, you know, especially the more junk food you eat, the more you need those omega-3 and 6 oils, and you can get it for a reasonable cost in the missing link for your animals and for yourself.
Thank you, Mark. So that's true.
And but you say you have, and I would imagine that the Well Blend, because it's a vegetarian formula, that humans could take that as well.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you've got friends that take the dog formula, too.
Dog and the horse.
Horse
is a vegetarian formula, and it's got apple in it. Tastes good.
Ah, okay, that's it. Because I can remember we used to, Sandy and I, you remember Sandy, my call screener so many years ago? We used to sprinkle the missing link on our cereal in the morning, and Sandy would put it on her toast, and her bird would come down and eat it at the breakfast table. He wanted the missing link. And that was before you made a bird formula, but then you came out with a bird formula. Anyway, I have so enjoyed our time together, Dr. Bob. It seems like it has just flown by. So let's look at our calendars coming up, and whenever you can take an hour off of church, we'll have you come to Martha's church here on Animal World, and we'll continue our discussion, okay?
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Martha.
Oh, hugs to you and hugs to Joy, your wife. Tell her I said hello and send a hug. And you take care of yourself, and we'll all look forward to the next time we get to chat.
Thank you very much, Martha.
You're welcome.
We'll
God bless and goodbye.
Bye.
All right, you heard it. The creator of Missing Link, and what a great story, and it is a fabulous product. So, and speaking of that, we need to take care of our advertisers and... Oh, no, we already did that, didn't we? It's not advertisers and sponsor time. It is time for current events. Speaking of entertainment, we got some new stuff on the current events list this week. And these are events that will benefit Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. Wines and canines. Well, a lot of drinking going on these days here for the animals. Wines and canines featuring Woodinville Warehouse Wineries and benefiting Homeward Pet, Woodinville's no-kill nonprofit animal shelter. And that will be September 8th. I believe that's next Saturday. From 2 to 4 p.m., you get to taste wine. There's a raffle. There'll be a pet photographer there so you can get your animal friend's picture taken, prizes, and they'll be collecting dog food. And for more information and to find out exactly where it is, www.homewardpet.org. And then Jazz and Juice fundraiser. This also... The juice is wine, I believe, again. I think that's the best way for these animal places. They do fundraisers. They just serve a lot of wine. And then people want to give more money, right? I think that's how it works. Jazz and Juice fundraiser for animals in need, Saturday, September 15th, from 1 to 5 p.m. at Northwest Cellars. Now, this is in Kirkland, 11909 124th Avenue Northeast, Kirkland, Washington. If you want more information, their phone number is 425-825-9463. Music, wine, light appetizers, treats for dogs, and raffle prizes. So it sounds like both these events, you can bring your dog friend along. Okay. I want to remind you that Swift's Night Out is happening again this September. In Monroe, and that's September 15th from 5 p.m. to dusk. It's at the Frank Wagner Center, which is the old elementary school on Main Street in Monroe. And I've been going there for several years now. I will be there with a table again this year, so come by and see me. And I always answer behavior training and healing questions for free when I do an event like this. And I don't do that many anymore, but it's my neighborhood, and it's the Swifts, and I love to watch them zoom, 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 you know, do their little funnel down the chimney. And there's a spaghetti feed at 5 p.m., and then last year they had some other vendor food, you know, trucks there. There's a really informative and fun lecture at 6:30 in the auditorium all about Swifts and so forth. I was amazed. I learned a ton. The guy who does it is just very entertaining and informative. It was really, really good. And then there's some booze, some activities for kids, food, like I said, bring a chair or a blanket so you can spread out on the grass to watch the Swifts make their dive into the chimney. And, it's getting closer to October, the 15th annual Black Cat Ball. Benefiting Perfect Pals is October 27th. That will be at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. They'll have over 500 items in the silent and live auctions, champagne reception, and gourmet vegetarian or vegan dinner with wine. See, all these places have figured out the wine deal. Give them wine and they spend more money. www.perfectpals.org. Okay, here's another. I should have said this earlier today because this is happening today and tomorrow. Seattle Humane is open on Labor Day. No adoption fee for cats 1 year and older. That means free cats a year and older. It started yesterday. It goes on today and tomorrow. So today and tomorrow at the Humane Society in Factoria, cats 1 year and older are free. How cool is that? And then registration is open for the Walk for the Animals to benefit Seattle Humane. That's at U Village Fido Fest on September 23rd. And let's see, I think that is probably about it on the most pertinent current events items. And if you want more details on those events or the other events that I haven't mentioned, go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and that will bring up the list. And then I just need to let you know that I'm not going to be here for the next 2 weeks. Oh, my gosh. This is the first time in 18 and a half years. I did check the calendar. How long has it been? 18 and a half years. Whoa. that I've been on the air. At any rate, I've never missed 2 weeks in a row. So this is a big deal. Now, it's worth it because I'm excited about what I will be doing, which is spending a lot of time with the Ananda community and Swamiji Kriyananda coming up to the area and all the festivities around his visit, which is really neat. But it's also neat for you because you get Kevin and Kim here for 2 weeks in a row. They'll be in next Sunday, and they'll have open phone lines throughout the show. And, you know, Kim is the best medium and animal intuitive I know. She's very grounded. She's very detailed in her answers and quick with all of that. So if you want to know what your animals are thinking, want to know what they're feeling, if you want to talk to your human or animal loved ones on the other side, Kim is your gal, and she will be here next week. The following week will be the third Sunday of the month, and that'll be a Kevin and Kim Sunday, as it always is here of late. So same deal for 2 weeks. And then, because it's September, we have an extra Sunday this month. We have a fourth Sunday as well as a fifth Sunday. So the last Sunday of the month, the fifth Sunday, will, of course, be our Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And, of course, those are becoming a lot more interesting because we're now we have more time to talk to new and different rescues and so forth. And I'm already working on some great stuff. We're going to be talking. Our people down in Olympia area have been feeling neglected. So we're going to be talking to more groups down there. And we've got a lot of good stuff coming up. And let's see. So the fourth Sunday, which will be 3 weeks from today, I think. Mike's nodding, is a bonus show. And as of right now, I don't know what we're doing. Now, it could be because we're missing a Robin and Martha Sunday next Sunday, that maybe Robin will join me, but I don't know that yet. It might be a behavior training and healing Sunday with just me and open phone lines, because, you know, I will have Bob Vella and the canine Cavigar, our guy, and Pet America radio show guy in with on the first Sunday of October. So maybe we'll do that. Maybe something else will Spirit will send my way. So anyway, you're just going to have to stay tuned. Watch the website. Listen to Kevin and Kim. They'll be able to tell you what's going on. But at this point, I don't know what's going on the fourth Sunday. And then we have not done our missing link word of the day. So keep the phone numbers handy. And I'm going to give you phone numbers and contact information again now, because once we turn this hour around for the third hour, I do have animals in the news and best good news about animals, and I can cruise through all of that, and we can do the follow-up on the AVMA and the raw food and the chicken jerky and all that sort of stuff. But I always tell you that phone calls take priority, and if you've been waiting for a chance to ask any behavior training or healing questions, now would be the time to get in. So jot these phone numbers down in case you want to talk to me and have a question about your animal friends, or since we didn't do it in the last hour and we didn't do it in this hour, we kind of have to do it next hour. So that's hint, hint, hint. Get these phone numbers handy because there will be a missing link word, or it could be words of the day. You never know. Write this down. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email. Can't win the contest that way, but you can shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And oh my gosh, wonders never cease. Mike, it looks like we're going to be on time. Ha ha. That never happens in the middle of the show. This is going to really throw Mike for a loop here, huh? Okay. Anyway, he says, bring it on. All right. We are closing out this hour. We're back with another hour, and I'd be delighted to hear from you.
Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.